The latest from podnews.net.
Root of Evil.
That's the new Turner Podcast Network show, Root of Evil, which has its first episode today. It's a companion podcast to a TNT TV show. We caught up with Tyler Moody, VP of Turner Podcast Network, to ask more about it and the concept of companion podcasts in general for TV shows. And of course, we also had to ask about the Spotify acquisition news. You'll find the Q&A in full in our show notes and in our newsletter. Happy World Radio Day. Hindenburg is offering special discounts for its audio editing software today. It's part of their annual work with Cultural Survival to promote their mission to advance Indigenous people's rights and cultures worldwide through radio. Slate has announced a new podcasting membership platform, allowing podcasters to offer paid shows just for subscribers. The product is called Supporting Cast. Podcast ads are as effective as television ads, says some new research from Westwood One. Podcast advertising represents a way for advertisers to make the same branding impact as television in a far less cluttered environment, says the company. They've also announced the appointment of John Wardock as their executive editor for podcasting. Wardock joins from a similarly named role at the Wall Street Journal and was previously running the radio arm of MarketWatch. Rob Greenlee has spotted three podcasts, one called You Can't Make This Up, another called The Human Algorithm, and a corporate podcast as well from the only company that can truly call itself the Netflix of podcasting, because they are Netflix. Rob wonders what's going on there. Here's a new app, Curio. It's launching shortly, and it lets you capture and save clips from podcasts. The founder, Monica Wolf, explains the app's benefits on a video. She wants also to talk to more podcasters. And Bill Gates has been interviewed by the ABC News podcast Start Here. He's on today's episode, and you'll find a cheery photograph of him wearing a jumper in our newsletter today. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.